Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We are lucky enough to have two epic guitarists in the studio with us. Musicians, actually. I'm not just going to box you into being guitarists. Martin Schofield and Andre Krill. Welcome by The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jelle.
We were just downstairs in the basement at Jacaranda FM, and we set up some amps and some pedals, and the boys got the guitars out, and you really need to go and check it out on the Jacka Drive socials. It was just an incredible, like, what do you call that? Like half an hour of just messing around, noodling, bouncing off each other?
Yeah, playing with each other.
Sorry, I still can't hear a thing.
You're nothing in your headphones?
No, there's so much noise in that basement. I'm just going.
We had the most wonderful little jam. Andre and myself can, I think a lot of guitarists or a lot of musicians can just kind of communicate non-verbally.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's a language. It was a conversation that was happening.
Yeah.
You know, it really was.
Andre's a great conversationalist.
he used a lot of cuss words, and I was just trying to lay some gospel down. So that's kind of the conversation that we had down there.
Listen, we're here to talk about I'm With The Singer.
Yeah.
Which is something that was born out of those dark times we all went through. Give us the backstory quickly.
So beginning of 2021, I woke up one morning feeling really blue about the whole lockdown situation, about the whole COVID situation, and also feeling very unmotivated with the whole situation, musically and generally in life. So long story short, I jotted down, like I normally do, all my projects usually start in my studio with me on scrap pieces of paper. And I jotted down 10 guitar players that I'd really like to work with. And I had this concept, I woke up with this concept of, let me do a guitar album that is not a stock standard guitar album, because there's so much guitar language that's almost frowned upon because it's just complete show-offery. So I wanted to do an album with these guitar players that I really liked and that guitar players that I thought could stand out the box with me. Andre was one of the first people I had on the list. Paul from the Parlatones, Dirk from Prime Circle, Jacques Mormon from Shadow Club, Nick Rush, ex-Watershed. Theo from the Nude Girls. Oh, there's a whole list. Sorry if I'm leaving anyone out. But I called all these guys up and I was like, listen, I know none of you have gigs to go to. I know none of you have planes to catch. So don't give me any rubbish. Let's get together and make some music. I think, tell me if I'm waffling, because I'm good at waffling. I think a lot of musicians have this thing backstage at festivals or events or whatever, where you're with a bunch of other musicians and you're kind of having a few drinks and whatever. And everyone's like, oh, we must get together and do something. And nothing ever happens.
Yeah.
So this was a, let's do this now.
That's why whenever a super group comes together, you're like, whoa, they actually did it.
Yep, the schedules aligned. Andre, hoe het vir jou gevoel toe Martin vir jou vra om deel te wees van I'm With The Singer? Want jy het natuurlijk een verhouding gehad voor die tijd en nou wil hy hem het op hierdie project speel.
Yeah, well, just to set the record straight, as far as I have it, I was actually number 11. The one guy got busted for bootlegging booze in the middle of lockdown, so I moved up to 10. I made the cut. Yeah, weet jy, dis precies wat ek sê het. Ons praat al jare en jare. Dis die typical backstage conversation and it never ends to this day. Bro, julle sê het was awesome. Ja, yes, like in die sweet loop, in die bier loop, en dan kom ons doen dit. En dan sien ek jou volgende jaar op die koppie weer, of something soos dit. So, ek het actually hier die call gekry, en ek sê, wow, well, you know, I'm here, let's do it. And at that time, I was, because we had nothing else to do but to be creative and write. And the more you are creative, the more you are creative. So I was like boiling over with ideas and thoughts, and Martin phones up and rock up there, and I'm on the way there, I'm like, yeah, I got this riff and I wrote this little thing. And I sat down and he said, listen, just play the first thing you always play when you sound check. And I'm like, okay, maybe we're sound checking. We just tang, 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 and I play that thing. He's, yes, we're using that. And I'm like, where's all my million ideas I came up with? And we literally used that little stupid riffy that we do just to sound check. And we built upon that. And it was such a lovely afternoon. I went back again, but this time for different reasons, for mixing.
And, mixing, that's yes. what we're calling it now.
Mm-hmm. And here we are today. Thank you, Mari.
Ah, my pleasure, my bro.
What's the reception been like so far?
I think a lot of kind of that same response. Wow, you guys actually did this. Also, I had the greatest compliment, or we had the greatest compliment from someone I had no idea who he was, came up to me a few weeks ago and he was like, hey, the I'm With The Singer album that you did with all these guitar players, I just want to tell you something, that I have never listened to an album so intensely and so with so much interest. The last time I listened to an album like that was Radiohead, OK Computer.
Wow. And
I was
like,
wow, wow. So that was the biggest compliment I've had from the album in terms of reception from someone, that someone actually got that much of a fresh vibe from it, you know?
I think the magic actually lies in the fact that Modern went out of his way to take all these guitar players out of their comfort zone, out of their box. And because as a guitarist's nature, you tend to get lazy and you just stick to what you know, and and he literally, that's exactly what he did. He took us out of our boxes, made us write something that we would not usually be writing with our bands or like our solo projects and stuff like that. And the moment that happens in a creative process, like all sparks start flying, because now you actually need to sit up and take notice of what you're doing, and you know, fresh things. You open yourself up to a whole lot of new like ideas and inspiration and fresh things you float inside.
Well, I mean, the thing is, for fans just sort of looking in, you sort of have an idea of a whole band, you know. So if I'm looking at this list of yours, like, I mean, Vonderboom makes very different music to Prime Circle, makes very different music to Watershed, makes very different music to Shadow Club, you know, but within all of those bands, all of the guitarists are guitar fans and rock and roll fans. And the album has been described as for fans of, and I love this list, Fatboy Slim and Prodigy and Prince and Primal Scream and Massive Attack. Like, that's a huge range of music.
Exactly. All these, something I found which fascinated me working with all these people is all these guitar players had all these non-rock and roll influences in them. And they you get in a band, like Andre was saying, you get so into your groove of what you do in your bands that it was so nice that I found that all these guitar players had all these songs in them and all these ideas in them that weren't Prime Circle and Vonderboom and Black Cat Bones and Springbok Groove Girls. They had all these other things that they wanted to explore, and that was exactly the mission.
Who surprised you the most? Who came in from the hardest band, played the most ukulele?
You know, one of the, honestly, not just because I'm sitting here, Andre surprised me. Andre's a blues man, and I got him to strip off his blues costume and his blues mask. And Andre's track, we actually got a female gospel singer to do the vocals on it. Mo, thanks, Mo. And the track is actually like a West Coast hip-hop track.
He made me sing the lyric, "Groove to the Music," which almost got me fired from the Bones.
And then I got him in the mid-eight to go, "Bring me the beat back."
Bring the beat.
Bring me the beat back, back, back,
well done.
Back.
Yo.
And actually, it's actually a very West Coast hip-hop sounding Dre kind of production.
Wow. I think that kind of letting them, all the different guitarists involved in the project, kind of lends itself to the texture and the feeling that you wanted to create with the album. And I think that really does come across in how you've extended them all beyond their comfort zones.
Yeah, and for me too, hey? And for me too. I'm quite if I'm honest, I'm quite egotistical with my ideas, and I'm like, well, it's got to be like this and that. But with this project, we had to all leave our egos at the door. And especially me as a, if you like, an executive producer, I had to really strip away my ego and go, it's not about me. And it's not about being a guitar player. It's about just sitting back and letting whatever happens and look at the whole picture of it. I find it hard to let go sometimes, especially in Vonderboom type situation, you know, where I have a very solid idea of what the sound is going to be. And I had to really just let it go.
So yeah, that's exactly what happens when you allow a creative person just to kind of go on autopilot without thinking or without brackets or structures or boxes. So just go, and this is exactly what happened. We all felt, and I was speaking to the rest of the guys that was involved in this as well, and everyone just felt so at home and felt at ease, which isn't always the case. If you step into a studio, sometimes it can be very a very tight environment, and you get nervous and you see the clock tick, and you know, it's all, and this wasn't the case at all. It just literally sat there. We just did exactly what we did in the basement.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
And it must be incredibly liberating as a creative to just step into a different space like that. And especially, I was looking at the list of people who played on this. Someone like Robin Gallagher.
Wow.
Who, you know, Fender. Incredible and so good, but also has done like so much session work. So you're sitting there neatly playing other people's stuff the way they want it played. It must be so, like, there's no other word but liberating to get out and be like, cool, this is mine. This is how I'm going to throw it down.
Yeah, Robin was a, he was a real sport, because he is such a good player in that country shred. He's probably one of the best players on the album technically, but he was happy to step outside of that and just make music. At the end of the day, that's what it's about, is just music. Like, it doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter what instruments you play. It doesn't matter what your pretense is. It's just what music did you come out with. And Robin's track is beautiful. We actually call it Daylight Robinry.
Brilliant.
So listen, you mentioned two words now that kind of got my brain thinking. You said just music, and just music is obviously the distributor of the album. And they have come on board to launch something really exciting, because I'm sure people look at you and they go, one day I want to be a guitarist like that. And just music and Fender.
Don't go study accounting or something.
Don't be a rock and roller.
Don't do it. So Just Music and Fender South Africa have actually given us the opportunity here on The Drive with Robin Ross to make that dream a reality for someone out there who's listening.
Yeah, it is. We've got a brand new... What have we got to give away?
We've got a brand new Fender Squire Sonic Stratocaster, black Stratocaster to give away. It's actually gorgeous. Andre and myself were trying to work out how we could sneak that into our own collection. But thanks to Fender South Africa and Just Music, and especially Matthew Fink, who was also the executive producer on this album, who kind of pushed the thing forward. We have this beautiful guitar to give away in this competition. It's so shiny and boxed and beautiful.
Oh, man, it's got such nice, like, shiny strings on it.
All fresh and new.
Yeah, all fresh and new, unlike our instruments.
Just ready for someone to shred. Courtesy of the very kind people at Fender SA is a brand new Fender Stratocaster. It's worth about R8,500, and we do want to find a new home for it.
Yes, so on our Instagram, we would like you to make a video of yourself doing your best air guitar and then post it as a reel. Tag Jacka Drive, I'm with the singer, Just Music, and Fender SA.
We'll go and put all of those on our social medias. You can go and check how to enter. We just want a reel of you, dude, living your best air guitar life to one of the songs off the I'm with the singer album. Pop it on Instagram as a reel. Make sure you've tagged everyone. And we're going to give someone that brand new Fender Stratocaster. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. And it was such an incredible morning watching you play.
Thank you. We had so much fun.
I haven't shredded that early in the morning
since yesterday.
And I'm just going to ask, considering it took an entire lockdown to organize 11 people to play on an album that was recorded over time, are we going to do this live one day?
Yes. If I can get everyone together, you know what we might do? We might have as many people from the album as we can together jamming along, and even having like an instructional jam along, get people to come jam with us at a venue near you soon.
I'm having flashbacks of that Italian Town video with the Foo Fighters that they did to invite them to come and play. Like one of those in South Africa would be amazing. So cool.
If only we had a radio station in Gauteng that's got a roof available for something like that.
Listen, don't threaten me with a good time.
Right, I was about
I just
to
did,
say,
man.
Be careful what you wish for.
You might just get it, yeah.
The album is called I'm With The Singer. It is out now on all of your favorite places to go and listen to music. Martin Schofield, André Kriel, Baie Dankie.
Baie Dankie for jullie. Ons waardeer het hoor.
Go and enter that competition. All the details on our Instagram page at Jacka Drive.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.